on the 16th of October 1939, the late Gladys Asma served as MP for Takoradi from 1997 to 2009. Opening the floor with tributes to her memory, the MP for Sekendi, Papa Usua Nkrumah, described the late Mrs. Asma as what he termed a combative combatant who was robust in the articulation of her views. He said she would be remembered for her belief in mentorship.
She was an active member of the Anglican Church, Ghana, and at various times served as a member of its synod for the province of West Africa, and was one of the leading lights in the establishment of the Anglican Church at Takoradi Beach Road. Mrs. Asma, at the time after the 2008 election, felt she had to give way, and it was at a time when the applause was loud, and I believe that many members of parliament will take a cue from her political life and step up when the applause is louder.
The Deputy Majority Chief Whip and Chair of the Women Caucus in Parliament, Hajia Mary Boforo, said Mrs. Asma believed in people and was unbiased in her approach to work.
She was a woman of integrity. She was a woman of different colors. Although she was on the other side of the political divide, she was always with those of us on the NDC side. And indeed, Ghana has lost a great woman. We'll be going to her funeral to actually tell the whole world the sort of person she was. On behalf of the Women Caucus in Parliament, I say Demi Fiadue to her.
The MP for Takoradi, Kwabena Otjedakumensa, said his predecessor has left a mark in the constituency. He praised her for being a visionary leader.
Mrs. Asma was a woman of substance. The name Mrs. Asma was always resonating with the name Takoradi constituency. One of the landmark issues that is associated with Mrs. Asma in Takoradi is the movement of women from the Takoradi market circle, where she championed women's rights. Mrs. Asma believed in entrepreneurship. It's for this reason that when she became the first minister for Ministry of Women and Children, she encouraged the then government to put into circulation a lot of small loans for women all across the length and breadth of this country, irrespective of the political party. Mr. Speaker, what she started is what today we will call Maslok.
The MP for Asokwa, Patricia Apiejie, said Mrs. Asma inspired many women to enter into politics. She underscored late Gladys Asma's disciplinary qualities.
As a disciplinarian, she never encouraged any woman to dishonor men. Even though women were seriously fighting for certain rights, she believed that at all times, we must not at any time dishonor our husbands or our brothers.
The Deputy Majority Leader, Alfred Agbeshi, also said Mrs. Asma broke bounds in Parliament.
This was a woman who also rose to become the Deputy Minority Leader, a feat which many women are yet to achieve. To become the head of the Finance Committee of Parliament is no mean an achievement, and she played that role effectively until she left Parliament.
The Speaker of Parliament, Edwardo Ajaho, saw Mrs. Asma as a great and principled woman.
Honourable members, I can confirm all that has been said about the late Mrs. Gladys Asma. I had the privilege of working with her in the leadership of this house when I joined the leadership in 1997. As has been indicated, she was then the deputy minority leader and I was then the majority chief whip. And I can confirm that by all standards, she was a great and a principled woman who stood for what she believed.
A minute's silence was observed in her memory.